601 COVID-19 infections were reported Thursday, this the day after the highest number of new cases reported on Wednesday, with 722 Utahns testing positive for COVID-19. Utah Governor Gary Herbert issued a mask mandate for all K-12 public schools. It applies to staff, students, and visitors. Mask wearing on school buses is also mandated under this new order. His order stops short of mandating masks throughout the entire state. Herbert says he wants people to take responsibility and choose to wear a mask because it's the right thing to do.
I don't want this to become a divisive issue, which we already see people out there. Now, maybe that we've got past the campaigns for governor and others out there. Maybe it will become less politicized, I hope. We don't want to have a divisive situation where people rebel. I hope that doesn't happen. So we're saying, okay, you know what? We're to this crossroads. Here's the opportunity for us, the people, to control our destiny without having government come in and mandate. And so I'm going to try that first, and we'll see what happens.
Herbert draws a parallel between the safe and easy practices of wearing a mask, washing hands, socially distancing, and staying home when sick, to the more complicated issues of reigniting the economy during the pandemic.
We've done pretty good. Our fatality rate now is less than 1%. It's at 0.745%, the lowest in the nation. Our unemployment rate is at 8.5%, which is the second lowest in the nation. So on those two metrics, we're doing pretty good. I'm concerned about what's going to happen. I want to keep them low, and if this rising rate of infection is causing me concern.
Utah epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says it is too early to determine the impacts of the mask mandates now in place in Summit and Salt Lake counties.
Yeah, so I think with any policy change, it actually takes a few weeks, if not a month, for us to start seeing the result of that policy in our numbers. And so that's something we're watching closely for all of those counties, especially Salt Lake County, given their high number of cases and looking at the case rates. We have seen some good evidence that their rates have started to, you know, not climb as steeply as they have in the past. But again, the next week or so will be really telling to tell us if the impact of the mask mandate is what we had hoped.
Herbert says they'll reevaluate further directives the 1st of August. The rolling 7-day average has been at 585 new cases a day since dropping alert levels around the state in late May. If it doesn't drop to 500 or fewer, he leaves open the possibility of more mandates.
But the lag time is really one of the hardest things for us to analyze. That's why I want to see what happens over these next 3 weeks, with a renewed emphasis on us all wearing the mask at appropriate times when we cannot social distance. And let's see what the numbers end up being then. Our goal is to reduce it to below 500 on average per day. If we do that, that will declare some great success and we're moving in the right direction.
Herbert says they are ramping up testing and asking the laboratories for a quicker turnaround. Anyone with symptoms should be tested. Those who have been exposed to the virus but have no symptoms should wait 5 to 7 days before being tested. Each school district is required to have a back-to-school plan in place by August 1st. They'll have some flexibility in how they'll bring students back into the classroom safely, but wearing masks in the school and on buses is now required. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.